So it's 6:05.
I'm calling this meeting to order. Present are Theron Garcia, Carol LaChance, Russ Walter, Jason.
Hedman.
I want to say a different name. And our library director, Lisa Topper, and Susan Chicone. And we are reviewing and trying to adopt our budget for the fiscal year 2019. Lisa has given a memo including budget revisions that she would like to have in this budget. The first one is training and conferences, but sitting at 500, and she would like it increased to 2,500.
And the reason for this is at the board meeting, I will be requesting to go to ALA this year. So part of that, those funds would be coming out of next year. I talked with Rob. He said, what I was trying to do is split it up between this year, this budget year, and next year. Because next year, I would not request to go, and the following year, it's here in Chicago. But he said that I can only do the airfare, the $400 airfare. I can't do the registration, which I find that interesting. I'm buying the ticket. I'm not traveling till June. Why can't I register? Get the early bird registration.
With a discount?
Yeah.
You can't do the registration until the following year?
No, I can't do the registration till
at all.
Till June.
Why?
Because he's saying that I can buy the ticket now, but I can't register. Yeah, I can't register. It has to be at the next
one. Yeah, me too, because especially if it's an early rate, you get a discount.
That's what I'm saying. So the other thing is, I'm starting to send staff to train other conferences, local. I'm sending Cheryl and Dixie to the Reaching Forward conference at Rosemont. That's $150 per person. So I'm hoping, and then the remainder is to have two staff days per year and use those funds to bring in a speaker, the funding for that. So that's, there's never been a lot of money for training here or an emphasis on training. So that's where I'm coming from, increasing it from $500 to $2,500. Travel and lodging will be the same at $600. That's used for local travel. We're going to have the PUG Institute, which this past year was at in Malta at the community college there. But in September, it's going to be in Moline. So hopefully we can just get a carpool and have, you know, four people drive early in the morning and come back that night. And then we have no money for employee recognition. I'm asking for $200 so that we can, during National Library Week, have a pizza lunch for the staff, as well as maybe, you know, some special occasions throughout the year. And then publishing and advertising, we have it down as $100. I'd like to ask for $1,500 so that we can create a brochure and some marketing pieces. And then for legal, we need to increase that. Right now, it's at $2,000. We've already just had one bill for $2,100. So I'm just being conservative by going to $2,500. It probably needs to be more than that. But I'll leave that up to the board how much. I did talk to Rob. He said, you know, you can, I said, how can I transfer some, you know, dollars from some funds to the other funds that we need the money for? And he said, it basically boils down to, in the end, it's all just going to come out of your
general
fund. Yeah,
just spend it if you have to. And then,
I mean, we'll be over budget
on certain items, but we're under on others.
On the others.
So. Yeah. So I did ask about the $50,000 for the maintenance, building maintenance. Mm-hmm. That's on the... I think it was at 65, and now it's back. It's going to be back to 50. Where is that? 65. Outside repair and maintenance.
No, it was
projected at 65,000, and now it's proposed at 50,000.
We won't have a $25,000 bill for painting the building.
That's what he said. That was probably why it was.
That's why it was so high.
Where is 65 at?
On the page that has utilities on the top.
The second page. Different because
Mine's at the bottom.
Mine's projected at
50. Yeah. Ours says 50.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I've got another, an older version. And this, you know, the other thing is they did fix our sign. The city fixed the sign. And I sent an email to Bart to ask him, you know, I need to know now, are we going to be paying for this, and if so, how much, or is the city going to
pay
for it? And I get an answer back, so.
Not real surprising.
It is flickering out there, and I asked about that, and they've got a part ordered, so that will be repaired.
Like, they just fixed it, and it's flickering all
over.
Yeah.
So, you asked if we were going to have to pay for it. Did you get any, how long ago was that? This
week? Nothing.
Last week?
Last week, but he was not. He was out for a couple of days. So
maybe that's...
Yeah. I also need to follow up as to where we are. We'll discuss this later at the regular meeting. We are with the IGA, but... right now, I just asked because I need to know, you know, for the budget.
Right, of course.
The electric company wanted $5,000 to fix it. So whatever it is, it's not going to be
$5,000.
Right. Okay. We hope.
Anyway, so I think it's pretty much a clear-cut budget. I mean...
Does the proposed budget include the raises, because it looks lower.
Right.
I mean, like the projected 2018 is 3,500 more than the proposed 2019. 18. And I thought that we had agreed that we wanted to continue to give our staff raises because
I didn't know that. I mean, I think the staff up until last year had not gotten a raise for 5 years, and then last year I think they got the 3%.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that the first time we started?
That was the first time we built it into the budget.
So do you think it's included?
I don't. I would think that it would at least stay the same. I mean.
Yeah, because the proposed has the salaries dropping.
Mm-hmm. It's going down. No, it's going down.
Where does the proposed number come from?
From Rob.
Yeah, we're meeting with him at 3:00 on Wednesday with Dixie showing, because we need more of an explanation on the development fund. Because what happens is in April, all of a sudden, the dollars come in and Dixie and Shelley are rushing to buy whatever they can last minute. So what happens with the development fund is if it's not spent, it goes back into the general fund at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. So the part-time salaries went up. So it looks like they shifted some from salaries and wages to part-time salaries and wages. Or the part-time salaries. Mm-hmm. So we didn't go down.
Okay,
they just
shifted where it went.
Okay. So most of the part-time people.
Well, the new people that you hired, were they getting the same as the ones that left?
Same. We had one person we hired, lasted 2 days and quit.
You're kidding. Who was that?
New staff member.
Was not
my choice, but I went with what the managers wanted.
Oh.
Didn't even do it in person. Called up the
one. Oh, I know the one lady that you hired. She's still here.
It's hard when you're paying $9 an hour.
Right.
You can make more.
Oh, this is
any place.
Why is our unemployment going down?
Why is what?
Well, it's projected at 1,000, but it's going down.
Maybe their rate went down.
But if you look at, like, 2016 and 2017, we only spent $400.
Right, so why are we spending so much more? Like, usually unemployment, when it has a jump like that, it takes a while for it to go back down.
Mm-hmm.
And it does it fairly gradually, which I don't understand that.
So the projected numbers don't look like actuals. I mean, they look mostly like the budgeted numbers. We have, what, 9 months completed of actuals, right?
May 1st we started.
Yeah, May 1st, so...
So we have the rest
10,
of...
10 months. 10 or 9, yeah, depending on what's in.
Yeah.
So I would assume that we would use the actual numbers with averages or factors to fill out the other two, but these...
Well, some things...
Like the projected are all...
Exactly the same.
Budget numbers.
Right.
So I would like to know what is our actual this far in on...
2018?
Yeah.
Because they look...
Let me
look up.
It should
be in
our packet.
Packet?
Yeah, it should be in our packet.
You got the packet right there.
That's last...
Oh,
yeah.
Let's see, where is that one? I got that email from 16.
Well, and the numbers that I have in are totally different even from this.
From the projected or the...
From the projected.
There.
So, I have no idea.
So we are looking... What number are we looking for?
Rob.
Just in general, the...
The projected.
The projected.
Like, aside from the income... All of the expenses, it looks like, are adopted and then the projected is the same as the adopted.
Right.
With a couple of exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Like
this,
watch
this.
Yeah. Like the development fees. All would be done by...
Okay, so like unemployment year to date as of last... Oh, no, this is not even last year.
Well, if you have the unemployment sitting at 747.
Right now, from the last meeting?
Or projected.
So right now, our unemployment expenses year to date is $747.
Yeah.
Okay. We've budgeted $1,000.
And there's another payment. I mean, you're going to have to pay again in April for unemployment.
So that should
but he's dropping it down
to 750.
To 750, and we've already spent that for this year.
It should probably be the same.
So February we paid $188 for unemployment.
In February?
The two months. Let's see, when was this? September and November. Where am I? Where did I lay? Where am I?
Somebody in there.
The development fees.
September.
Up. It's going back down.
Okay, come on, where am I? Two other payments were made were for $229 each.
Okay.
In August and October. So that the difference must have been because we weren't paying unemployment on some people because they left.
Once
they hit $12,700, we don't pay them on. So none of the part-timers will ever hit.
Right.
Probably never hit $12,700. So it would only be the...
So then it would be about right?
Yeah.
Projection for the 2019? I mean, we don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think leaving it at 1,000 is probably
appropriate.
So change that one to 1,000? what do you guys think of Elisa's request to do to adopt the $2,500 for training?
I think it's I think that's good. Acceptable.
Because you're enhancing the development of employees.
Publishing and advertising for $1,500?
Mm-hmm. That's one of her goals was rebranding.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's low.
Our telecommunications was down in 2017. But
because of E-Rate.
I knew you had a reason.
Yep, E-Rate. Okay.
Yeah, that went back up.
What is that for?
Telecommunications, that's for internet and phones.
And why did that drop?
Because of E-Rate, we get 50% refund.
Got it.
Well, yeah, refund based on the taxes you pay on your phone bill. That federal communication tax or whatever it's called. It's
and the $2,500 for legal services?
Well,
we're already at 2,100 and we haven't gotten another bill, which we've still got to pay for another bill.
Yeah.
But will that be the 2008 fiscal year or 2018 fiscal year, or will that fall into 19 when we pay?
Well, he bills quarterly, so we just got the 2,100.
It's going to probably fall into the next.
Mm-hmm. So, should we bump that up more? I mean,
realistically?
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
How much more?
3,000.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys all okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't want any more surprises.
If you don't spend it, you got them.
Yeah.
If we don't spend it, we don't.
But what is automation? I know I've asked that before, but what is it?
Is that where we're buying computers, and is that where we're paying Lloyd from, I believe?
Yeah, and that's another conversation that we will talk about on Wednesday.
My
automation?
Well, the cost, I mean, it's $700 every 2 weeks, $1,400 a month.
For what?
For Lloyd to be here?
Yeah. I'll talk to you about that Wednesday.
For who?
Lloyd, our technology guy.
So every time he comes, you pay $750?
So, I mean, while we're budgeting, I mean, is your thought, what are you feeling on that? I mean, as far as...
Well, my projected says $15,000 for 2018. Sorry, go ahead. And what are your thoughts on it?
Where'd you get 15,000?
Oh, just
automation?
She's looking at the one
I'm looking
that's
at the
actual
one that Rob sent me.
Oh.
Which differs than this one, and I don't know why. But this one seems a little more accurate.
Than this one?
Well, the projected numbers actually look like they're projected and not...
Okay, got it.
Not whatever.
Well, no, this was the same one.
No,
it's different.
Okay.
Because our projected on here is just a flat 20.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I have. I just leave it at that. I mean,
but do you feel like 15? We're not utilizing them as much as we're paying them? I mean,
there's a budget.
She's got something to say.
I don't want to say it on.
Okay.
Tape,
yeah.
Okay.
She didn't want to say it before.
I'll have a discussion with Russ about that because I'm not sure how much service we actually need.
Got it.
Okay.
You can reduce his hours if you want. If you think that's...
That's what I
want
to talk to you about.
Five
because
per hour.
There's some concern about actual what we're getting and what we're paying for.
Okay.
I'm looking at the operations. What are people doing and how much is it costing me for them to do it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And the same thing is, which will also be another discussion, probably with the personnel committee, because I have managers that are doing things at two managers at $40 an hour that should not be happening.
Okay.
So what I'm looking at is, what are people doing and how much is it costing me for them to do it? Mm-hmm.
That's okay, personnel. There we go again.
I mean, this is a great place, and you guys manage the budget so carefully, so carefully. And that's why it hurts me to have a bill for $750 for 2 weeks when I'm not sure we're getting $750 worth of service.
Okay. So your recommendation on this proposed budget would be to knock that down or
monitor it.
Okay.
So leave it where it is.
We still have things that need to be done.
Okay.
That are not working efficiently.
Okay.
That need to be completed. I just don't know what are the realistic time frames.
I know what you're saying without saying it.
Right. That's what I'm not saying.
I know.
I'm dancing around this on tape.
Yeah, you are.
So I will have a discussion with Russ, since Russ is in the same field. He can tell me what's...
Okay.
If we're getting what we need.
Good thinking.
I think...
I would love to have more money for the marketing piece, but I mean, I would love to bump that up to
for marketing.
publishing and advertising, so I can do some ads and things, especially if I'm going after Bristol. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd love to bump that up to $2,500. While you're being generous,
I think that utilities is not. I don't think that's high enough.
utilities.
Yeah.
We only pay. We don't pay for everything. They pay for the electricity. What do we pay for?
We pay NICOR. We don't pay water. We pay probably.
What's left on electricity?
Probably, I'm guessing we pay about 80% of our electric bill. Or no, we get a credit for 80% of our electric bill. We pay about 20%.
You know. Even on this one, even some of the proposed numbers are off.
On that one?
On the one that I'm looking at,
what's the date?
89.
That's the year to date right now.
Rob is, when he did his proposed for 2019 on the utilities, he did an increase of 0.06%. He took what is.
Well, my proposed. For 2019 on this, for utilities, is $9,540.
Right.
But that's not what's printed.
$528.
It's printed $8,989.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
I think it would be more in line with the $9,540.
Yeah. So
This is the I'm looking at the spreadsheet you sent me a while ago.
Yeah, that's what I printed off.
That's what this is.
No, it's
this
different.
This is different.
I don't have a date on it.
Well, the most current one is in the board packet. It's the last page of the board packet.
Well, it's dated. It says 2/22/18.
Oh.
So.
Well, I've been fiddling with the numbers on that spreadsheet so that we have a total number.
Okay, because I'm like.
I've been using this. If you want this one, I printed this one out before.
Oh, that's different.
Okay.
This is the spreadsheet.
It's just hard to know what's
That's the one you're looking at? That's the one you're looking at?
That's the one I'm looking at.
Okay, yeah, he said that we
don't necessarily have to pass it tonight. We need to pass it by next board meeting because it goes to council in April.
Well, it's just the formality because the council can't change our budget.
Right.
$50,000, okay, for outside repairs and maintenance?
I would say yes, because we're not going to have that big, huge building to paint.
Okay.
It's basically, unless, the only thing I can see is possibly landscaping work, and maybe cleaning on the back patio by the children's area.
During the spring. Yeah.
That's my son's Eagle project.
Okay.
So... You won't have to pay for that. It's free labor.
We're also gonna need a new projection system in the meeting room for movies. But I thought initially we would pay for half and the friends would pay for half, but they're interested in doing the whole project. So they're looking into it.
God bless the friends.
So they will be looking to do that because we had an Academy Award night. We showed Casablanca.
Uh-huh. And it didn't work well.
They couldn't hear it. It was really poor. I mean,
Are you looking to get a projector or just another TV? And
no, projector.
That projects on the screen.
Yeah.
Do you currently use a TV in there, or is it a projector right now?
It's a TV and a DVD player.
Yeah. And probably also
Sound bar or something like that for the TV.
Yeah, because maybe the movies. Yeah,
so they had a meeting this morning, so they've got a couple people that are going to investigate with their husbands and come up with something.
The biggest problem is those lights that are in there would be in the way of any kind of a projector. Those hanging fluorescents.
Not necessarily a short throw that's mounted on the wall. But
they put it on the wall. Yeah.
So. But you want to be far enough away where it's going to be big enough to project.
Short throws are made to be mounted on the same wall as the screen.
Right.
So, I mean, there's ways.
Yeah. But most of it is in a sound system, not the projector. It's a sound system that hooks up to whatever you're playing.
Thank you to the friends.
Thank you to the friends, absolutely.
Does, office supplies and operating supplies, does that look okay to you, Lisa?
It looks fine. Actually, I was asking Rob on the that category of custodial supplies, because I was going to do a separate line item for library processing supplies, like the things we need, labels,
for books,
things for processing the books, and
he said
it's included in that. So it's custodial / library supplies. So
okay,
we don't need a separate line item for that.
Are you talking operating supplies?
Operating supplies.
I thought we had I thought we had a custodial supplies.
That was not there. Custodial.
Yeah, I'm not seeing custodial. And I think I recall that it was included in the operating supplies.
Okay. We might want to break them out. I mean, that was Katie's.
Kate Elders.
Yeah.
Break it out.
Okay. Yeah. So operating to library.
Operating supplies. Operating. And custodial.
Yeah. That way we can keep track of what we are spending on custodial supplies. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Okay.
Putting a number in there, that might be a little... you can't split that half and half.
Yeah.
Four and four.
If we get a breakdown of our year-to-date, though, I assume our custodial supplies would probably be a different vendor than...
Yeah, Cambria.
Yeah.
Is usually where they come from.
So if we get our detail on year to date on that, we should be able to calculate roughly what portion of that is custodial.
So Russ, do you have what the changes that we've put in?
So far, except for this one. Right now, it's, it'll stay operational.
Yeah.
So what we've talked about, I've added... Change the training and conferences to 2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Lodging stayed the same. Play recognition I added to 200. Probably a little low, but.
Well, I can get those friends to match some of the things that they launch and things like
that. Publishing, I think I've upped it to 1,500. Is that where we wanted to keep it?
Can we go higher?
Let's see, right now with what we have, we're running...
We're at $100 in the budget right now.
$1,500?
Well, the brochure is probably going to be $1,000 just for the brochure.
I need to expand this so I can read.
If we want to do like an ad, ads in the paper and things like that.
Those are like $100.
Right now we're $51,000 over budget.
Well, that's not as bad as I expected.
Damn.
And I would like to point out that we were budgeted to be $84,000 over budget.
Right.
And projected to only be $3,700.
Right.
So we've done very well with
that. Not over budget, over revenue, right?
Over revenue,
right.
Yes.
Well, right.
Over, yeah, over revenue.
Thank you.
I mean, if we don't have the money, we don't spend the money.
Right.
So we can put... $3,000 in
for the marketing
and publishing and, yeah.
So here's the only thing I'm going to say is, from a budget standpoint, if you add it, you tend to use it more. Mm-hmm. If we want to up our advertising, is that going to reflect in any additional revenue?
I would hope so, if I'm going after Bristol to get them to buy non-resident cards.
So
I would like to see as part of, well, maybe in addition to the publishing, but I know we can't budget for it now. I would like to see a marquee sign out there, like they have down in the park on 47,
mm-hmm.
so that we can run our own
advertising
right here.
Those are $25,000.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
it's something. I mean, like I said, we can't. It's not in our budget.
The Yorkville man that won the lottery. On the scratch on him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to approach him in a couple of weeks after things have died down.
So would everybody else.
Well, to support the library and make it a district.
We could name one of the children's program room after him, or that could be his legacy. I mean, he's going to be looking for tax write-offs.
Right. Right.
And we are one.
Yes, we are.
And we are his library.
I just don't want to do it right now.
Is everybody in the...
Good idea.
Your brother's coming out of the nail, out of the woodwork after him.
Yeah, but he's going to be looking for tax write-offs.
Sure.
Right.
Let's hope he likes
like
the
that.
Library.
Yeah. I looked him up already. He's not a user.
Okay. Having a nice sign out there, even a two-color sign, black and white sign, or orange and white, whatever, similar to what the high school has,
mm-hmm.
something that we can run... advertising on it promotes our programs.
Right.
It would be nice to have a color sign.
But
we took. There was nothing over in City Hall. No brochures or anything there
for the library.
I took them over. I put them on the counter there.
Okay.
So I would be hesitant to push it any higher unless we can
increase
our revenue somewhere else.
Would you go with 2,000?
Yeah. Because we're proposing.
So what are we up on? Publishing and
advertising.
Okay.
2,000.
Can we try it at 1,500 just for the year? I mean, I understand, but unless we can justify realistically adding revenue to offset that, then why are we advertising?
Well, I think that we can increase our library subscription cards revenue because our projected is at 8,800. And he's got us for 2019 only at 7,000.
Has that declined?
Where are you looking at?
Is our projected based on the actual? So actual, where were we at as far as the last?
Which line item?
Library subscription cards. It's about halfway down on the library operations revenue.
So this has 65.
Okay. Yeah, this is
right.
65.
Yeah.
And...
last year, this current fiscal year, 8,800.
Okay.
We adopted 6,500.
And we beat that in 2017.
We beat it.
2017.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to beat it in 18. Let's see what we're at right now. Let me go see if I can find that line in our current budget. Too far. Subscription cards. There we are. Current year to date, we're at 7,103.
Oh. Where is he getting these projected numbers from?
I think he's projecting them. He's not. This is actual.
I know, but where is he projecting them from?
To propose for the next year.
Based on what we have here as far as actuals go, and then trying to project out the rest of the year.
Probably
basing it on what we've had in the past and projecting it forward as a percentage.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how he's figuring that.
Yeah, but I mean,
I think, because if you look at 2016, we were 60-38, 2017, 65-76. We're coming in right at 71. I mean, I think 6,500 is probably a safe projection for in a safe budget.
So what's the worst case scenario we go over on the market?
Right.
I mean, we could match the subscription cards to the sort of match it with the publishing and advertising.
So we get how much?
That's what we're trying to increase is that part.
So for one card, roughly, what do we get?
It should be depends on where
the tax
you pay.
Anywhere from 200 to 400. I'd probably an average around 200.
Yeah.
It's based on the cost of your house or the assessed value of your house.
So what would be the plan for reaching out to Bristol? Would it be a direct mailer? Would it be...
Well, what I want to do is have an open house, a coffee for the real estate agents that work in Bristol that are selling homes in Bristol so that they can see and give them some material that when they're trying to sell a house, the value of buying a house in this area, that they could get a card.
Subscription card, that includes bond payments? Because the people in Yorkville pay, part of what they pay for is the operating cost of the library, and part of it is the bond repayment. Is that the same on a subscription card? They get both of those, or do they just get the operating cost? Or am I not asking the right?
It's based on their tax bill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the tax bill of residents has two line items.
Right. Bristol is not considered.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, so a subscription card includes both of those items or just the operating budget? Or am I not asking the right question?
I get what you're saying. You're asking the right question, but I would assume it would just probably be the operating budget.
Okay.
Because that's a state calculation, right?
Yeah, yes. It's a state formula.
The state probably doesn't... Count any bonds because that would be a local bond, right?
Okay. Because that makes sense because they didn't vote to repay. Citizens of Yorkville voted to repay.
Yeah.
So it'd be marketing it to Bristol as being their library since they don't have a library.
Yeah.
Selling them cards.
So I mean, if we say the average of those is $300 a piece, if we're going to spend $3,000 in advertising, the assumption would be that we'd push it up by 10 cards.
Yeah.
I don't know that 10 would be...
Right.
I mean, how many... If we're only taking in $7,000 right now, that's pushing it up by 50%.
I think I'd be more... I'd be comfortable with $2,000. From 15 to 2,000 instead of
3,000. You know, they used to do when you moved in here.
Welcome wagon.
Yeah.
Now I still have one, it's just not pushed.
I know.
Well, I'm wondering if you can't push, you know, stuff from the library.
Well, I'm thinking like, you know, the door, you know.
Inserts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The door hangers.
Which is hanging there.
But it's printing, which is
that cost.
We can do everything in house. As a matter of fact, I just reached out to someone that used to work for me. She works for a corporation. I asked her if she ever does pro bono work, and she said yes. So I mean, I can tap into her helping us.
So have we reached out to like the UPS store or anything to see if they would be able to donate or if they would be able to negotiate any?
Well, we've got Kendall Printing, which does most of our printing.
Yay. Hello. Oh, thanks, Robin.
You're welcome.
So,
don't make us hungry.
Yeah, I just don't think 1500 is enough
for
printing and what we want. The brochure is going to be at least 1,000.
To print?
How much?
It's about 1,000 for a brochure. Yeah, to do the design and the printing and everything.
Putting all the ink and all that.
And we don't have anybody on staff that could help with the design side of it.
Well, actually, I have another brochure that I did in Cook, so that all we have to do is change the pictures.
Your phone call is not very close. Please bring your items to the
So we'll do it as cost effectively as we can, but... it's going to cost, I mean.
No, I understand.
And things like, you know, giveaways for different things that, you know, want to have an ice cream social and be able to give some
right.
things away with our website address and things like that.
We had a trivia night once.
The thing is, once they...
And that was very successful.
Trivia night?
Mm-hmm. Once
actually,
they create
a couple libraries around the area stole it from us and did their own.
Yeah.
So where do our printing costs fall now?
I was
going
to say.
Like when we do our calendars and our...
We do all in here.
No.
But where does that fall in the budget?
Thank you.
Probably office supplies.
Office supplies and zero.
Because it just comes back on the copier.
Yeah,
cost.
Copier and...
No, and once they do something for us, do they keep... Like our logo, you don't have to redo. You know, sometimes when you do the printing.
The brochure I did for McCook, we did with the woman that was in Rotary with me when I was at Dundee. And she did everything. Came out, shot the pictures, did everything. And so she still has the setup. It was a nice brochure. We just have to change the colors and add
and
our
once
pictures.
And once we have the logo or whatever the setup is, you won't have to go back and do that setup again if you want to do any more marketing. Because that's usually what the cost is.
You're paying mm-hmm. for the graphic artist to,
right,
to set
to design.
It up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we are, and we've already started rebranding with the new with the library. So we have the logo. That
okay.
Dixie did the logo, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we're changing the colors to that blue. We got the friends to buy that tablecloth, which we now use when they go out.
Out to show the
and
light.
It was here for the mini golf.
Mm-hmm. I think two should be.
Yeah, I'm just. I mean, my opinion. I'm comfortable at 1,500, unless we want to adjust the revenue to reflect any assumed gains on that. I just don't want to push our expense up when we're already where we're at. So, I mean, going from 100 to 1,500 is a pretty big increase.
Yeah.
So it should give us.
But they never did any marketing before.
No,
I mean, that was the whole goal, is to move forward with the marketing.
Right,
you
got
to spend some money to bring some money in.
So I am 100% agree with you, but unless we're reflecting that money coming in on the revenue side, I mean, we're not bringing money in if we're just upping our expenses.
Would you consider lowering the legal part to $2,500?
It doesn't change what we're doing, though. I mean, because we're still going to spend that for legal.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
It's just going to be over next year.
That's fine. But I think we should try and manage where we're at in our budget, unless, from an advertising standpoint, unless we realistically think we're going to be able to push up revenue with it.
Well, I'm going with why I think I was hired was to do the marketing and
yeah.
to bring people mm-hmm. in. So I can't, if I don't have the tools to do it, I mean, I've got to have mm-hmm. promotional materials.
I'd give her the 200.
2,000.
I think
we
can
raise I think
the
we
revenue
can.
By 500.
That's what I'm looking for. So we're I mean.
Yeah, I'm
I
okay with 2,000. I think 3,000 is too much. I
yeah.
feel comfortable
okay.
asking for
two.
That.
I think 2,000 is good.
I think is comfortable.
So, because you were comfortable at 1,500.
Yep.
So, if we bump it up to 2,000, you're
I'm
comfortable
for.
With that, as long as we bump up the revenue.
Yep.
Right.
Which I absolutely, I see your point.
Okay,
point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we've bought the subscription cards, the 7,500
mm-hmm.
in the budget. Okay.
That's
all, I think
yeah.
we'll reach that this year.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's an unreasonable goal for
right.
subscription.
I just want to be able to answer it. If we're increasing our publishing costs,
mm-hmm.
we should be projecting some increase in revenue.
Right.
And believe me, where
yeah.
if I can get things negotiated down,
yep.
I will.
Or if you can
yep.
get somebody else to pay for it, you will.
Not at all questioning your goals or your end point, just wanting to make sure we're being honest to our budget. And
mm-hmm.
We'll talk further when we get to the ALA conference, because I got some ideas on how I can get the cost down there, too.
So, where does that leave us? Do we need to look at any other...
So you up the
51
subscription cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over on
okay.
revenue.
So our total expenditures. This number includes debt service of $1,587,975, which is a deficit budget of $51,340. Let's see, where's the totals? Total revenues. Yeah, where are we? General fund. What is he? Sum these two. 23. Okay.
And we've got a meeting with Rob Wednesday. Yeah. To go over this.
So the total revenue including debt service is $1,536,635.
Wait, you just changed all the numbers.
No. Should be the same.
Poor Carol.
$1,587,975.
What else is in there? Oh, that's the expenditures. Total expenditures is $1,587,000. Yeah, total expenditures is $1,587,975.
Projected or proposed.
And total revenues of $1,536,65 for a deficit budget of $51,340.
Did you get the revenue?
1,536,635. Okay. Can we look at development fees?
Development fees. I mean, I don't know that we, if we should even change them, because the development fees are based on projections of what the city thinks they're going to get in building permits.
Oh, okay.
So if they don't get the building permits, we don't get the money.
Right.
So changing that number is pulling another number out of the hat.
Yeah. Well, they're
I'm
building.
I can do that. Legally.
And we're going to talk to Rob about an explanation on the development fees, because Dixie and Shelley, they're like in April, they're hurrying to spend what they can, before the end of the month.
So,
I think we get $150 per building permit. It can be spent on books and technology. It used to be split. Once upon a time, it used to be split 50-50 between books and technology. Now it's just lumped into one box, and you can spend it on... This is the way I understand it. It could be spent on books or technology.
And I did ask him if I could use money out of development for staff training.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Which actually, it used to be that we couldn't even spend it on
anything.
But
it had to be
books.
Right.
We had to kind of fight for that.
Yeah.
Money. Took a while.
Books and technology.
They're going to take
it
away.
It used to be like building upgrades and things.
Yeah.
And what if you didn't need it? And it just sat there.
Mm-hmm. Sat there for a while.
Well, mm-hmm. Didn't you say it rolls into our
general fund? Yeah.
So we can use it for building upgrades, right? In theory. Okay.
But not for repairs.
Not right. For maintenance and repairs.
It was like this big, like, and it just sat there. It didn't used to roll in.
Oh.
So we had this fund that we couldn't use at all. Mm-hmm. We're mm-hmm. working with.
So not for repairs, but I mean in situations where, like we encountered recently, where if we upgrade the fire panel because we're having issues, could we?
Oh.
I think we can.
Okay.
Be a legitimate thing.
I would think we might want to look at that if we run into that scenario again where we have to replace something because of repair costs, that we might be able to
check is in this packet, Mitch. So okay. Should he double back and take it out of development rather than outside repairs?
We can always move the money after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's what we'll ask him about.
Because I think that would
save.
I mean, it doesn't save in a lot,
but still
it saves on our expenses.
On the expenses for that side.
No,
yeah, but that's $4,000.
Right. There's your advertising. I just gave you 4,000. That just fell below the line.
Are we having? We're not having other.
Our other
five
meeting.
Minutes to our next meeting.
Yeah. Okay. So no, this was what I outlined here was where I felt that we needed to make some changes. So and I did talk with Shelley. I talked with Dixie. I mean, the book budget, the DVD, that's all, you know.
Yeah.
We rely on the development fund to pay for most of that stuff. And the friends.
Right.
So I'm going to mark.
So our next step is
proposing it to the board.
Whoever's going to be here.
To Rob on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yeah. And then it would go to the April meeting, right? For approval.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Can I? What do you call it?
Adjourn.
Yes.
We can adjourn.
Okay.
Now, will you email me what you have, or should I just wait till after the meeting?